Vice President John Mahama has called on the UN agencies to establish a common fund to enable Ghana to accelerate the attainment of the Millennium Development Goals. The fund, he said, would attract contributions from development partners, which will be managed by the UN to allow governments and all development partners to monitor progress towards the 2015 deadline for the MDGs. Vice President Mahama was speaking at a retreat by the UN systems in Ghana, in Accra. He also asked the UN agencies to study and align themselves to the country's medium-term development agenda of 2010 to 2013, Sefia reports.
The retreat by the UN systems in Ghana is to enable the agencies to redefine their support for the country in line with the Ghana Shared and Growth Development Agenda of 2010 to 2013. It would also be looking at the changing aid environment and its implications for the UN systems, as well as moving from a development assistance framework to common programming. The Vice President John Mahama said the setting up of the Common Fund is one of the mechanisms to address the gaps in attaining the MDGs, as it would allow to better target the poorest regions which are lagging behind. He therefore suggested areas the UN systems can focus on.
A strategic role as an honest broker in thinking out strategic support at the highest levels of public policy formulation is very much appreciated and must continue. This role is often not tangible and is often not talked about, but trust me, it is well recognized at the highest and most strategic levels of government, where we are seeking support to be coherent in our management of the economy, decentralization, and other central governance functions. Second, your technical support for critical interventions at the sector level, where we are lagging behind in the achievement of the MDGs, continue to be urgent priorities we cannot relent on.
Vice President Mahama said fighting poverty is a crucial step towards a real middle income status. Also, regional development imbalance can breed social and economic upheavals. It is for this reason that the government established the Savannah Accelerated Development Authority, SADA, to bridge the development gap and levels of poverty between the northern and the southern sectors of the country.
I am glad that the UN team was very instrumental in helping to formulate this strategy, and some members of the family, like the World Food Programme, the UNDP, UNICEF, are actively collaborating with SADA in programming times already. My main message to you as you deepen your programming effort is to urge you to work as one UN, effectively aligned to the priority programming of the government and your civil society partners.
The Vice President urged the UN systems to work together and effectively align themselves to the priority programming of the government as spelled out in the medium-term development agenda of the country.
We are all part of the United Nations. Therefore, the United Nations remains not just a partner of choice, but a family of the whole. Together, we must reinforce the UN's neutral and impartial mandate and its broad social and economic development support agenda. This core value must reflect in all our development programming. We must take a collective commitment to monitoring and evaluating our collective development results in a way that we can demonstrate real progress against both the Millennium Development Goals and our own national development goals.
Says Iya, Radio Ghana, Accra.